you, Katja. We're now open to questions. Before you present your question, kindly provide your name and the company you are representing. Operator, we're now ready to take questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel a request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the, it seems that the one who asked a question have canceled the request. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from the line of Willem Tan, a private investor. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for sharing so much. You mentioned in the outlook that there are some positive signs for improvement in 2019. Can you elaborate what are some of the signs that you see?
Okay. It's really down to the, let's say, the new buildings, certainly in the sectors we're in, where we have the most market exposure would be the MR sector and Aframax sector. There's less new buildings. There's also the IMO changes in fuel requirements, which will increase product movements. And that combined with, let's say, with that extra demand from the change of movements of gas oil and fuel oil, plus let's say it's a big slowdown in new deliveries, should feed through to better rates. We see this occasionally where you see small, let's say across North Sea, which is a very specialist Aframax market, currently they can spike up to $20,000 a day very suddenly, and then, okay, it disappears very quickly, but there's the signs there that if the volatility is there in the background, certainly on the Aframax side, that we could see some more stable, higher rates going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Anhu, a private investor. Please ask your question.
Hi, Roger. Thanks for your presentation. And I have a two aspects of question. First, of the IMO 2020 regulation you just mentioned, have the company made any planned or progress on fitting the regulation requirement in coming years?
Okay. So this is something we're studying at the moment. Some of our ships, the smaller ships, will not be affected particularly. And certainly, the smallest ones can burn gas oil, or currently often are using gas oil, which complies with the regulations. And the larger ships, which really are the Aframaxes, where we're exposed to that, and the container ships, those are the things we're studying it and looking at it. It's quite a moving thing for the whole industry. It's something that's only now becoming clearer in the last year of how the industry will deal with this.
Thanks a lot. So is the company has an idea of what the CapEx requirement for that in the next 2 years and how to fund this thing?
Okay. Well, most of the players today are looking over installation of scrubbers. And some of the owners have already been ordering scrubbers for the bigger ships, the very large oil carriers, the VLCCs and the Capes. There are now movements from other players looking at also installing scrubbers to smaller size ships like Aframaxes. And of course, we are also doing the same. We have already been studying the technology and been discussing with the companies that are manufacturing scrubbers. We have an idea if we are to move ahead what to install. It's a bit premature to say more, but definitely we are following the developments, and we will be more in a position to give our final position as to the developments and changes in regulations probably within the next 3 to 4 months. But definitely we have been following now for the last year the impact of this regulation change, and we are getting ready to prepare the fleet for these changes.
Thanks a lot for the info. My remaining question is regarding the refinancing. We've successfully done $108 million. Congrats on that. And could we have an idea of the rough financing cost of that refinancing?
Alan Mitchell here. Well, each loan is, of course, at a different rate, and we've not yet announced that into the market, but they're at competitive market rates, and we're not forecasting figures at this stage. So if you'd be patient, in due course, the rates will go into the financial statements, but they're not announced as yet.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Alan. That's all for me. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for a name to be announced. Again, it is star 1 to ask for a question. There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back over to our presenter. Please continue.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of the conference call now. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you again next quarter. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.